Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from today's epistle reading in 1 Corinthians. St. Paul writes, "Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." One question that I, as a pastor, am asked most frequently is that little three-letter word, why? At a hospital bedside or in the family waiting room, why? Why this illness? Why this accident? Why me? Why my loved one? Why now? When things are going badly within a marriage or family, when difficulties arise with work or finances, why? Why these problems? Why us? Why now? Why don't things work out the way we hope and plan? Especially when a loved one dies. Why? Why this pain? Why this loss? Why this death? And all I can answer is, I don't know the reason why. As St. Paul says in our text, now I know in part. I know all these things somehow fit into God's plan, but God has not revealed his plan to me. Although I don't know the reason why such things happen, I do know what is not the reason why. I am certain, and you can be certain too. And such things happen to those who trust in Christ as their Savior. It is not ever a punishment from God. As Psalm 103 declares, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. How can we be certain that the troubles and trials and tribulations in our lives are not ever a punishment from God? Because God's Son, Jesus Christ, fully suffered for our sins and paid for all our guilt on the cross. As the book of Isaiah says so beautifully, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. We observed him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Because of your Savior's sacrifice on the cross, God forgives all your sins. St. Paul puts it this way in 2 Corinthians, "God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them." So your troubles could not possibly be a punishment for your sins, because through faith in Christ, your sins are not counted against you. God is not angry with you. And that is the central message of the Christian faith. God is not angry with you. As St. Paul says in Romans, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. On account of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, God forgives you, God loves you, God promises you eternal life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. But the question remains, why? If God is not angry with me, if God is not punishing me, if God forgives me and loves me, then why do these things happen to me? I still don't know the reason why, but God knows. Psalm 139 tells us, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to pass." All these things are part of God's plan for you. In this life, His plan is beyond our comprehension, our understanding. As the Lord says in Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Psalm 40 says, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you planned for us, no one can recount to you." And as St. Paul says earlier in 1 Corinthians, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." So in this life, God has not fully revealed His plan to us, because in this life, His plan is simply beyond our comprehension, beyond our limited understanding. But in the life to come, in heaven, we shall have a perfect knowledge, a complete understanding of God's plan for our lives. That's what St. Paul is saying in our text. "Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." We take high-quality glass mirrors for granted. But in ancient times, mirrors were usually not made of glass, but of polished bronze. It's hard for us to comprehend that most people in ancient times really didn't have any idea what they themselves looked like, because mirrors were a luxury. And even the best mirrors gave only a poor, distorted reflection. St. Paul is saying, in this life, that's all we can see of God's plan, a poor, distorted reflection. From God's word, we have some idea what His plan is, but often we have a fuzzy picture, and usually we can't see how it all fits together. "Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror." But in the life to come, in heaven, God will communicate to us directly and give us perfect understanding of His plan for us. Then we shall see face to face. "Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Jesus said, "The very hairs of your head are all numbered." In this life, that kind of perfect knowledge is beyond our ability to comprehend. But just as the Lord now fully knows us, even to the point of numbering the very hairs of our heads, in heaven we will fully know and fully understand His plan for our lives. "Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." So what about that often asked question, why? Like a poor reflection in a mirror, sometimes in this life, we are able to see a little glimpse of God's plan. Sometimes we're able to partially understand why. But for the most part, the question why must wait. In heaven, we won't be asking why anymore, because we will know and understand why. But there is one aspect of His plan that even in this life, God has very clearly revealed to us. St. Paul puts it this way in Romans, "And we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him." Know for certain that you are in the Lord's hands, and there is no better place to be. Know for certain that he is working all things together, not for your punishment, but for your good. But how can the troubles and trials and tribulations I endure be for my good? Why does it have to be this way? Why can't it happen some other way? Why? 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 Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Amen.